Now I shall pass you to Lorna again to introduce our last group of news stories.
Well, we will now feature three local individuals and two stories related to museums. A 62-year-old from Thorpe St Andrew has completed six major world marathons. Dawn Jackson, co-founder of the Future Projects charity, has died, and a mural of Alan Partridge is in the news. The Sainsbury Centre has announced details of its new exhibition, and a medieval sword found near Fakenham has been declared treasure and may be acquired by a museum. Mike will start with the marathon runner.
A 62-year-old has become a six-star finisher. Philippa Rudd, who lives in Thorpe St Andrew, is one of fewer than 2,500 people worldwide who have completed the six world marathon majors in Tokyo, Boston, London, Berlin, Chicago and New York. She has been travelling all over the globe after falling in love with running in 2007. She said, "My first marathon was in New York City Marathon in 2008. It was incredibly exciting. I took my three sons with me, who were quite young at the time. The crowds were amazing. I wanted to carry on after that. I did Berlin in 2009, which was my first sub-4-hour marathon. And then, in 2012, I did Boston. It was very hot and I had to walk a lot. I've run the London Marathon six times. Three of those I had qualified to run with a sub-4-hour marathon. In 2025, I did Chicago before completing Tokyo in March this year."
Dawn Jackson, MBE, co-founder of City's Future Projects charity, died aged 62. Tributes have been paid to the woman behind a community radio and education project following her death last month. Such was her dedication. Dawn Jackson was made an MBE for services to young people after setting up Future Projects in Norwich. The charity works to unlock the potential of more deprived communities through programmes and services which help to empower change. Future Support, Future Education and Future Radio. She's been hailed as a hero for helping those most in need, as well as becoming a familiar face to those involved with city life.
The future of the Alan Partridge mural on the side of the old Hollywood cinema in Anglia Square is uncertain as demolition work at the site continues. Norwich City Council officials remain tight-lipped over whether they will preserve the painting or let it be reduced to rubble. A Norwich City Council spokesman said, "There are ongoing discussions regarding the mural. The mural was painted by artist David Nash, known as Nasher, for the 2013 premiere of the Partridge movie spin-off Alpha Papa, which was held at Hollywood Cinema. Mr. Nash, who was originally from Harlow but now lives in Hertfordshire, said, "Looking back on it, I don't think it is that good. If the council knock it down, I would come and do another one. I could do a bigger and better one."
A new exhibition exploring the significance of play in human culture is coming to the city later this year. The Sainsbury Centre in Norwich is set to unveil Play Power, a new exhibition that aims to explore the fundamental question of what is the meaning of life. Curator Tiano Moore said, "Play is not just for children. As this exhibition demonstrates, play is integrated across societies and cultures in ways that we may not realise. If we played more freely, would we find more meaning in our lives?" Play Power is set to transport attendees through the significance of games across thousands of years and miles. It will also feature children's toys and gifts, and will give participants the opportunity to handle the objects. Play Power runs from May the 16th to October the 4th. The gallery is open Tuesday to Friday, 9 till 6 p.m, and Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
A rare early medieval sword fitting, discovered by a metal detectorist in North Norfolk, has been declared treasure. The artefact, a gold and garnet sword scabbard button, dating from around AD 600 to 650, was found on September the 4th last year on arable land near Fakenham. It has now been formally ruled treasure by area coroner Joanna Thompson at a recent inquest after evidence were provided to Norfolk Coroner's Court by Fines Liaison Officer Helen Geek. The object is a large circular gold mount, believed to be a decorative button from an Anglo-Saxon sword scabbard. It features a flat back plate and would have attached to the scabbard via a loop, with holes on the reverse indicating how it was fixed in place. The front of the piece is decorated with garnet inlay set into an intricate herringbone pattern. The first recorded example of this specific design on a scabbard button. Experts say the find contributes to growing evidence of high status early medieval activity in Norfolk and provides further insight into the craftsmanship and culture of the Anglo-Saxon period.